Chapter 22, Relationships, Group 1 versus Group 2. Over the years, I have noticed that relationships usually fall into two categories. Group 2, people who uplift you, encourage you, support you, and bring out your best. They celebrate your wins, listen when you need to vent, and remind you of your worth when you forget. These people inspire optimism, growth, and resilience. Group 1, people who drag you down. They criticize, complain, and drain your energy. They magnify problems, minimize your progress, and leave you feeling smaller than when you arrived. These are the people who bring stress, friction, and emotional weight into your life. It really is that simple. Every relationship you have lives in one of those two groups. The catch. Here is the catch. You get to choose who you spend your time with. Of course, you cannot avoid every group one person. Some may be family, coworkers, or neighbors. But you can limit your exposure, set boundaries, and protect your peace. More importantly, you can intentionally seek out Group 2 people, the ones who make life lighter, who build instead of break, who push you forward rather than hold you back. The choice is yours. The compound effect of people. Think of it like this. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Their attitudes, habits, and outlooks rub off on you more than you realize. Spend most of your time with complainers, and you will complain more. Spend your time with dreamers and achievers, and your thinking expands. People are contagious, so make sure you're catching the right stuff. Your mental suitcase and theirs. Libraries are filled with books about relationships, but here is the simple truth. Everyone is carrying a mental suitcase packed with years of programming, issues, beliefs, and emotional habits. These programs were handed to us the moment we arrived in this world, shaped by parents, teachers, siblings, neighbors, culture, and environment. Nobody escapes without some baggage. And because everyone is navigating life through their own lens, they behave in ways that make sense to them, even if it does not always make sense to you. One key to being happy is learning to get along with other people, even when their values, biases, and beliefs differ from your own. Doing this helps you avoid being sucked into someone else's unhappiness, because misery loves company, and Group 1 people love to gather a crowd. Which group are you in? Chances are you already know people in both groups. The question worth asking is, which group do I fall into? Your answer matters, because the way others experience you affects your confidence, your relationships, and your happiness. If you act from Group 2 behaviors, you will attract more Group 2 connections. If you act like a Group 1 person, you will repel the people who could help you grow. And when you meet someone new, it takes only a few minutes to notice which group they are likely to fall into. This is not about judging them. It is about knowing how to communicate. Why communication and listening matters. This is where the previous chapters come into play. Relationships do not thrive simply because someone belongs to Group 2. They thrive because communication and listening elevate the connection. Communicate openly with Group 2 people. Tell them you value them. Listen deeply. Listening is one of the greatest gifts you can give another person. Express gratitude instead of assuming they know how you feel. When both sides feel heard, appreciated, and understood, the relationship becomes resilient, meaningful, and energizing. When dealing with Group 1 people, communication matters even more. Setting boundaries, remaining calm, and maintaining your own positive adult posture helps prevent their emotional storms from sucking you in. A personal note. Looking back, I can clearly see how the people around me shaped the direction of my life. When I surrounded myself with Group 1, the negative, bitter, toxic crowd, my outlook darkened. I absorbed their mindset because I was swimming in their emotional atmosphere. But when I chose to spend time with people who saw possibility instead of limitation, people who encouraged instead of criticized, my life began to shift upward. Their energy lifted me. Their optimism inspired change. That is the power of Group 2 people. They make climbing easier. Choosing your circle wisely. You cannot always control who crosses your path, but you can control who gets your time, your trust, and your emotional energy. Choose Group 2. Limit Group 1. Protect your peace. It is one of the greatest decisions you will ever make for your happiness. You cannot choose the family you were born into, but you can choose the family you build around you. You teach people how to treat you. Your boundaries, your responses, and your expectations teach others how to interact with you. Group 2 people will appreciate clarity. Group 1 people may resist it, but the resistance reveals even more about which group they are in. Energy doesn't lie. Pay attention to how you feel around people. Your nervous system often knows before your mind does. If you consistently feel tense, drained, or defensive around someone, that is a sign. Conversely, if you feel lighter, hopeful, and more like yourself around someone else, that is also a sign. Trust it. Reflection exercise. Who's in your circle? Make two lists. Group 2, the upliftersand group 1, the drainers. For each group 2 individual, write one way you can strengthen that relationship this month. A thank you, a phone call, an invitation to spend time together. For each group 1 person, decide, can I limit my exposure? Can I set boundaries? Can I shift their influence in my life? Your circle shapes your happiness. Guard it carefully.